The summer before their 16th birthdays marks the first time Carmen, Tibby, Lena, and Bridget will be apart. These inseparable friends, born to mothers who met in a pregnancy aerobics class, discover something extraordinary just before separating, a pair of thrift shop jeans that somehow perfectly fits each of their vastly different bodies. Carmen is passionate and quick-tempered, Tibby, cynical and rebellious, Lena, beautiful and shy, Bridget, athletic and impulsive. The jeans become their talisman, a symbol of their connection as they scatter across the globe. In Carmen's bedroom, they establish the sisterhood of the traveling pants with 10 rules, including never wash the pants and a strict rotation schedule. Lena, Greece, Tibby, home, Carmen, visiting her dad, and Bridget, soccer camp. What makes the pants special isn't just their mysterious fit, but what they represent, a promise to remain connected despite distance. As Carmen explains, the pants will travel, and what they bring to us will be in turn. What they bring to us will be the sight and the stitches of our growing up together. 16-year-old Tibby faces a summer working at Walman's drugstore while her friends travel to exotic locations. She channels her frustration into a succumentary about the pathetic lives around her until 12-year-old Bailey collapses in the store. Bailey, fighting leukemia, bulldozes her way into becoming Tibby's documentary partner and unexpected friend. Through Bailey's eyes, Tibby sees people differently. Duncan Howe transforms from an irritating manager into a complex human with insecurities. Brian McBrien reveals unexpected depth beyond gaming. Margaret's 10,000 films watched alone tell a story of quiet passion. Bailey's perspective challenges Tibby's cynicism, especially when she confesses, "I'm afraid of time, not having enough time to understand people." As Bailey's condition worsens, Tibby initially retreats but ultimately stays present, spending nights at her hospital bedside. After Bailey's death, Tibby resolves to make her life as big as possible, learning that happiness might be about stringing together a bunch of small pleasures, wearing slippers, eating brownies with ice cream, or reaching a new level in a game. Carmen visits her father, Albert, in South Carolina, only to discover he's built a new life with fiancée Lydia and her teenage children. The Victorian house becomes a symbol of Carmen's displacement, her Puerto Rican heritage amplifying her sense of otherness among this Anglo family. During a dress fitting, when questioned if she's really Albert's daughter, Carmen pointedly mentions her Puerto Rican mother. Her resentment peaks when she sees her father dining with his new family, a picture that excludes her, prompting her to throw a rock through the window before fleeing to Washington, D.C. Healing begins when she confronts him. "Why does Paul visit his drunk father monthly while you visit me 2 or 3 times a year? I didn't do anything wrong, did I?" Her father's tearful apology opens the door to reconciliation. In a final act of courage, Carmen attends the wedding, watching from the back until Albert spots her. Their emotional reunion, followed by inclusive family photos despite Carmen's casual attire, suggests the possibility of a more honest relationship. Artistic Lena arrives in Santorini with her sister Effie to visit their grandparents. Despite growing up in Maryland, she feels an immediate connection to the island. She soon discovers her grandmother's matchmaking plan with Kostos, the grandson of family friends. Uncomfortable with attention and fearful of vulnerability, Lena resolves to avoid this nice boy. Her walls crumble during an impulsive naked swim in what she believes is a secluded spot. When she discovers Kostos watching her, mortification replaces bliss. She storms home, declaring Kostos is not a nice boy. The misunderstanding escalates into a confrontation between their grandfathers. Lena's perspective shifts when she returns to find Kostos swimming naked, realizing she was the intruder. Learning about his tragic past, losing his parents and baby brother at age 3, softens her heart. She approaches him with a painting as an apology. Despite her nervous explanation, Kostos understands what she can't articulate. When she leans to kiss him, he pulls her into an embrace, and Lena discovers that vulnerability opens the door to genuine connection. At soccer camp in Baja, California, Bridget becomes infatuated with Eric Richman, an older coach. She pursues him relentlessly despite his attempts at maintaining professional distance. On the field, her individualistic style concerns Coach Molly, who benches her, saying, "You're a superhero, save it for the championship." Underlying Bridget's intensity is unprocessed grief over her mother's death, creating both remarkable courage and concerning impulsivity. A mental health professional had previously noted her single-minded determination, now manifesting in pursuing inappropriate connections. During the championship, she plays poorly and eventually leaves when confronted by Coach Molly. Later, Eric acknowledges their inappropriate interaction and expresses regret upon learning her actual age. Recognizing concerning signs in Bridget's communications, Lena flies to Mexico to support her friend. Their conversation on the beach begins Bridget's healing process, demonstrating the power of genuine friendship in overcoming personal challenges. Throughout their summer apart, the four friends discover that sometimes the most profound gift is simply showing up for someone in need. Initially resistant to Bailey's intrusion into her cynicism, Tibby eventually finds herself drawn to the 12-year-old's wisdom. When Bailey's condition worsens, the Pants give Tibby courage to visit her in the hospital at midnight. Carmen experiences both the pain of absence and the healing power of presence. Her father's emotional distance contrasts with her later attendance at his wedding, a powerful act of forgiveness. Lena's journey involves learning to be present with her own feelings rather than hiding behind reserve. When she approaches Kostos with her painting and confession, she makes herself emotionally vulnerable. When Lena receives concerning letters from Bridget, she flies directly to Mexico, explaining simply, "I came because I wanted you to know you weren't alone." The Pants themselves represent a form of presence, ensuring the friends remain spiritually connected despite physical separation. As summer ends, the four friends reunite at Gilda's, each returning with largely unshared experiences. Carmen reflects that events experienced alone feel partly dreamed, partly imagined, definitely shifted and warped by my own fears and wants. Each has transformed. Tibby appreciates small moments more deeply. Carmen has confronted truths about her father. Lena has learned vulnerability enables genuine connection. Bridget faces her vulnerability and the consequences of avoiding grief. Though they've shared the outlines of their summers, Carmen recognizes there are a million little lines of shading they haven't conveyed. Yet the Pants promise them time until next summer, when they will, together or apart, begin again. The magic of their sisterhood isn't experiencing everything together, but witnessing each other's journeys and creating space to be fully themselves, flawed, growing, sometimes struggling, but never alone. True sisterhood isn't about staying the same, it's about supporting transformation. The magic resides not in the Pants, but in the love they represent, a love that fits perfectly regardless of change.